Welcome to the Intolerant and Hungry podcast.
I'm Jodie and I'm intolerant.
And I'm Peter and I'm hungry. Hey Jodie, happy Queen's birthday weekend.
Happy Queen's birthday. Is that a thing?
I don't know. We just get a holiday. So that's good.
If you know Peter well, you know that he's a big fan of one particular food.
Yes, one food to rule them all.
One food to taste good.
That's peanut butter. I'm an utter peanut butter nutter.
I'm an utter peanut butter nutter from sanitarium.
And to be fair, so am I.
Yeah, peanut butter is good. You know, I almost was going to make a podcast that was like about peanut butter.
And nothing else, just peanut butter, right?
Yeah, that was like peanut butter goes on everything and every week we'd try it on something else.
I think it's still a good idea because let's be honest, peanut butter goes with everything.
It sure does.
Name a food, Peter. Name a food.
Banana.
Peanut butter goes great with banana.
Okay, you name a food.
Celery.
Peanut butter goes good with celery.
Oh my gosh. Bacon.
I
think peanut butter and bacon could be amazing.
That would be good. And then you have like things and you're like, well, you could saute the peanut butter.
Yeah, you can make a satay sauce out
of it.
But
like chicken.
Butter. Yep, chicken and peanut butter, done.
Yeah.
Do you know what I've had that I personally find super delicious? Peanut butter and avocado.
Oh, really?
Man, it is so good together, you wouldn't even believe it.
Yeah, well, I think peanut butter goes with everything. If you guys would like to hear that podcast, let us know.
And maybe we'll do a special peanut butter episode.
Anyway,
this is a special peanut butter episode, only we're not putting it on stuff. We're just doing a taste testing of heaps of different nut butters.
Yeah, peanut butter. You can eat it. Hey, Jodie.
Yeah, I can. I can, actually.
So what about normal peanut butter don't you like?
So regular peanut butter, like peanut butter that you buy at the supermarket and stuff, a lot of those have extra additives and things that I tend to stick away from because I'm not quite sure what they're made of. And anybody who has sort of general allergies or intolerances knows that the numbers that are on the label on the back of food products, you can't always be sure exactly what ingredients went into making those numbers. And some of them are soy based and some of them are egg-based and that kind of thing. So I tend to stick away from numbers as much as I can, except for a couple that I know really well and I know that they're fine. But as a general rule, I tend to stay away from mainstream peanut butters and I tend to go for nut butters that are pretty much made from straight up one or two ingredients, so pretty much straight up peanut butter. So one of my favorite ones is actually the Pix peanut butter. That's spelled P-I-C-S, and that's a nut butter that is 100% peanuts.
Just peanuts.
And they just dry roast them and put them in a big crusher and make peanut butter out of them.
Yeah, but you've been eating that for a while, but we at the Gluten-Free Food and Allergy Show, we talked to this guy who was making his own peanut butter, eh?
Yeah, he was pretty amazing.
From My Nut Butter, it's called.
Yeah. So My Nut Butter. They were this guy's super awesome. I think maybe we should just listen to the interview.
Yeah. And then we're going to try out some of his peanut butter and maybe some other peanut butters too. Eh?
Well, I was like, we do have a selection. When we got the nut butters out of the cupboard, we realized that we actually had quite a wee selection of nut butters in our house.
So you can't have too many peanut butters.
We literally have like 5 jars of it in front of us. So
different flavors.
After the interview, we'll get into taste testing.
Okay, interview here.
Daryl.
Okay, hi. Hi, Daryl. What stand are you guys from?
We're from My Nut Butter.
Cool.
Yeah. And a little bit of a story about us is my wife was a personal trainer, so she developed all of these flavors.
Yep.
And her nutritionist said, one of the things she has to have is good, clean vegetable oils and proteins and fats.
Yep.
And they basically came from peanut butter.
Yeah.
But looking on the shelves at the big brands, most of them had the undesirable sugars, emulsifiers, preservatives. So we started blending our own nuts in a blender.
Yep.
She was giving it a bit of a hiding. And so we ended up sort of expanding a little bit. And to add some more flavor, she decided to do a little bit of experimenting with flavors like coffee.
Yep.
and yeah, which seems to be your favourite.
Yeah, I liked it. He's like looking at me grinning so much.
And we even selected the bean, so it was a robusta bean, so you get this really high caffeine content.
Yeah.
And you get this really nice bitterness to it.
Yeah.
And to take too much of the bitterness out, we add a stevia to it, just so it's all healthy, it's all natural.
Yeah.
Then we've got our chocolate chili.
Yeah.
So that's just cocoa and chili. That took a long time to get the blend right.
Yeah.
Because it's still got to be peanut butter.
It's still got to be chocolate too,
it's
right?
Still got to be chocolate. Yeah, that's right. And you want to have chili, but you don't want to scare the kids.
Yeah.
So it's got enough just to sort of give you a nice little reprise at the back of the throat.
Yep.
Yeah, after about a good 20 seconds.
Cool.
Then we've got cinnamon.
Yep.
And cinnamon was our first step into, I suppose, what you could call a little bit more of a decadent taste.
Oh, my word. I just tried the coffee one and the cinnamon one. I'm buying a jar of each because they're both so delicious and amazing.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, yeah. Cinnamon's great. It's
I'm like, one taste, I'm sold. And I'm hard to please. So one taste, I'm sold. They're
That's
amazing.
That's good. Oh, well, you have to thank my wife for that.
Yeah, yeah.
She did a great mix with the cinnamon. And again, cool. We just add stevia to it.
Cool.
You know?
Now, do you guys have a website?
Yes, we do.
Yep.
It's My Nut Butter, which is mynutbutter.co.nz. Yeah.
And who stocks you?
No one at the moment.
No
we're barely 7 weeks old.
Wow.
So we're kind of new into the market.
I reckon you'll get picked up real quick.
Well, we hope so. We've got a few people who are interested.
Yep.
And we're just going through the process of getting all the preliminary bits of work done.
Can we order on your website?
Yes, you can.
Yes.
Yep. Yep.
Cool.
So that's good.
I'm like, that's kind of a personal question. I want to know where I can get more of it. So
yeah,
that's fantastic. So we can direct people to your website.
And one of the things is, I'm an absolute peanut butter freak.
Yeah.
So I eat nearly a jar a day with a spoon.
Oh, I eat mine out of the spoon too.
Exactly.
That's why I'm like, nut butter with flavor. I'm all in for that.
My wife thought I was crazy when I was doing that.
Really?
So, yeah, she thought it was nuts.
So because it doesn't have the emulsifiers and all that, it separates out if you leave it for a while?
Yeah, you'll find that the oil will always sit at the top.
Yeah.
But you'll also find that the jar we're using a salsa-sized jar.
Oh.
And the reason why we're using that is because it's not too deep.
That's such a good idea because the bigger jars, because I buy the ones that are just natural peanut butter, which is just pureed peanuts pretty much. And you do find with the kind of long cylindrical jars, the bottom of it ends up
quite hard and dry.
And the top ends up really oily. But doing it in a shallower jar would actually mean it's easier to redistribute the oil through
like
the peanut butter.
I like to point out to people it's actually exactly a finger depth.
Yeah.
So that last bit's...
thought out. Well done.
All right. Thanks for that.
Awesome.
Cheers.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. And I'm just going to go buy my nut butter now.
Hey, far out. That's such a good idea to mix like cinnamon and coffee into peanut butter, right?
Yeah, yeah. Like it's actually such a cool idea. And to be honest, it's an idea that I've seen coming out in a couple of brands.
Yeah.
But I have never actually seen anyone do the coffee in peanut butter before.
No.
But it is kind of a growing trend to take these really basic nut butters and add something to them. So the ones that we've got here today are the two that I picked for me, which is the, cinnamon nut? And the coffee nut, which is, so one of them is pretty much just peanuts and coffee ground up. And the other one is cinnamon and peanuts ground up. But also in our taste test, we have the good old
Pix peanut butter.
And we've got a crunchy and a smooth version of that. Me personally, I'm really keen on a smooth peanut butter. I think it's delicious.
Oh, I don't mind. All peanut butter is a good peanut butter.
And just to mix things up as well, we have a jar of almond butter here, which I quite like as well.
Yeah, and now I haven't tried out any of... I've tried the Pix before, but none of the other ones.
None of the other ones. I'm the big fan of all the crazy different peanut butters around here.
I thought I'd keep my palate clean for the podcast so you can hear the first taste of this My Nut peanut butter. And I'm quite excited.
Yeah.
We also talked to the guy a little bit after the interview because we came back to the store to buy some more. And and he said he's got some more ideas and we'd like to see his little business grow. It's cool, eh, Jody?
It is pretty cool.
It's real exciting to be in there and taste it like only 7 weeks old or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Like his business is only 7 weeks old and we're kind of one of the first people to try his products and stuff. And we're really excited for him and really excited about the product that he's got. And we think it's an awesome product. And he's not paying us to say that. Like I legit just went crazy over this stuff at the show.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
All right, let's try one of these. What are we going to do first?
Okay, I think I would like you to try first up the cinnamon.
The cinnamon nut butter.
Yeah.
Okay. Jodie's getting a knife out here.
We're not trying it on toast or anything. We're just literally going for it. And apologies in advance for people who are allergic to peanuts. This is not sort of allergy friendly for you guys today.
But there's this almond nut butter we're going to try.
Some people who have allergies to peanuts also have allergies to other tree nuts. But just so you know, there are peanut butter alternatives as well for people who are allergic to nuts. There's one that's called, it's like an alternative peanut butter made by Eskal, which is spelled E-S-K-A-L. And they do one that's made from other ingredients like sesame seeds and stuff like that. And that's actually like a nut-free nut butter for people who can't have it.
Yeah, and today we're just eating it off the knife because that's the way real peanut butter people eat peanut butter, right?
That's right. I literally eat it off a spoon. Like, we're not going to tell people to eat off a knife because it might cut their tongue. Just letting everybody know, no Peters were harmed in the making of this podcast.
He's say that before I try it.
He's using butter knife, okay? So, here's some cinnamon nut peanut butter. Have a smell.
Oh, I can smell the cinnamon.
Man, it's so good. I'm so excited for you.
Let's try this. Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Oh, I can smell it. It's so yum.
It's good.
It's good?
Yeah, it's like...
What?
My mouth's all sticking now.
And so for the rest of the podcast, you're just going to hear Peter's sticky mouth.
This is really good. It's like...
Creamy, eh?
Yeah, it's like creamy. It doesn't... The peanut's not so strong and you can kind of taste the cinnamon
a lot,
yeah.
But it's like, I find it's so Moorish. Like, I could just eat this whole tub. It's so good.
Yeah, I know. I feel like eating another thing now, but...
But you're not going to, because...
Because I got plenty to eat here.
So next up, we're going for the coffee nut. So this has got ground coffee beans in it. Oh, man.
Coffee ground into peanut butter. Now, I'm not much of a coffee fan, but...
Oh, my gosh. Calm yourself and eat it.
Okay. Here we go.
Did you hear his jaw click? When he opens his mouth real wide, his jaw literally clicks.
Okay, this is good.
Do you like it?
It's good, yeah.
Because you're not even a coffee fan and you like it, yeah?
Well, I mean, it's not as good as a cinnamon for me, but if you're a coffee lover, you'll love this.
Mm.
Like, you can really taste the coffee in there, but it's like...
I'm a coffee lover.
It's like spreading coffee on a sandwich or something.
Yeah, it's pretty darn delicious, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to have a quick taste of the old crunchy picks and give everybody your opinion on that too?
Oh, okay. This is a normal old...
Well, it's not normal.
Picks crunchy.
Because not everybody has picks in their cupboard.
Yeah.
Picks is another New Zealand company, and they basically just do really delicious straight up peanut butter as well. Peter's eating it right now. I'm going to have some too. I'm going to have some of the smooth one.
So this is more like your classic peanut butter with the peanut butter taste.
Yeah, and they do a crunchy and a smooth, and both of those also come in a salted and unsalted version.
Yes, and before these my nut butter guys came along, this was the staple, eh, man? It's good.
It is good. Just so everybody knows as well, if you're going to go buy natural peanut butters without all the emulsifiers and numbers in it, it's really important to know that you need to mix your peanut butter really well. So the reason why people put emulsifiers in their peanut butter is so that the stuff of the nuts separates from the oil.
Yeah.
And you end up with oil on top and nutness at the bottom. So if you don't mix up a natural peanut butter that doesn't have the emulsifiers to keep it all mixed together, if you don't mix it up, you'll end up with a lot of really oily peanut butter at the top of the jar and really dry, hard peanut butter at the bottom.
What the My Nut Butter guys did, and this was in the interview, is that the jar's really little. So, well, it's like a shallow salsa jar.
Yeah, it's like really shallow, so it's really easy to mix up. Yep. Anyway, I'm going to have me some of my smooth peanut butter now. So tasty. You want some, Pete?
Yeah, I have some. How come you started eating them?
It's yummy.
You saw me eating and having too much fun.
My gosh. My mouth is so stuck together right now.
This is...
delicious,
this
eh?
Is good.
I love that feeling of it sticking your whole mouth together. I can hardly talk, but it's so good.
Okay. No, this is good.
Okay,
so that's your regular peanut butter there. With the regular peanut butter taste. My nut butter guys do regular as well, right?
Yep, they do regular peanut butter as well. And they also do their cashew and coconut one, which would be quite interesting for people who are interested in that. Now, last but not least, the butter that we're going with last is almond butter, which I haven't actually tried before. I just bought this jar today with the plan of...
Where did you buy this from?
I bought this from a little shop called Wilder and Hunt because I've had a bit of trouble finding an almond butter. And I spotted it today. And Wilder and Hunt is a place that I go to quite regularly in Ponsonby in Auckland.
Yeah, we're going to have to go there and review it.
Yeah, they are a paleo store, actually. But just basically, paleo is a whole thing we could go into. Probably take a whole podcast. But basically, they just have a lot of really whole foods. And it's all gluten and dairy free, which makes it safe for me to go there to grab something quick to eat or a coffee. And they made this almond nut butter, and I wanted to give it a go, so I've bought it.
Okay.
So here I go.
Jodie's having a go. She hasn't even tried it yet. She's tasting. I can't tell what she's thinking. Is she happy?
No, I'm very happy.
Yeah.
That is so... It's like got a real different flavour to the peanuts, eh? Like, oh, that is super. Hold on.
Stop it.
It's so yum.
All right, here we go.
It's a bit milder.
It's definitely different.
Oh, I really like it though.
But it's not bad different. Almond nuts. Yeah, this is good.
Almond nut butter's good.
Yeah. Another successful buy you have there.
Yes. For the price, it better be. Peter there just saw a sticker with how much this one jar of almond butter costs. Just don't worry about that, P. I'm just going to take that sticker off so we never have to see that again.
Don't worry about it. Yeah. I like all these peanut butters, Jodie.
Well, let's be fair. We're nutter butter, butter nutter, nutters.
Utter butter, peanut butter, nutters.
And we love all kinds of nut butter, so this was going to be a no-brainer.
Yeah, I know, but I suggest anyone who's into peanut butter, or anyone who likes coffee even, to try out these peanut butters, especially the Minut.
Yeah, especially the Minut butter. I think they're really onto something golden here.
Yeah. And we'll put up their website details so you can go and order some.
Sounds good to me. I might just grab some more nut butter. Mm. Which one? Don't even know. So many to choose from.
Oh, eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
My gosh, I might have some nut butter on, like, ginger nut cookies.
Ooh, yeah. Ginger nut cookies.
Ginger nuts.
Yeah. I told you, peanut butter goes with anything.
Everything.
Yeah. What are some of the things that you've tried with peanut butter that are successes? I'd like to try those. So.
Oh, this is easy. Anything you've tried with peanut butter is a success.
Yeah. And anyone want to take out that challenge, tell us to try it and maybe I'll try some out.
Yeah. Actually, if you've got any suggestions of things that we could put peanut butter on, we'll give it a go. Peter will give it a go.
Yeah, at least I'll give it a go. But we're going to cut the podcast short there. I think it's gone a bit long already.
That's all right.
But thanks for listening. And don't forget to message us on Facebook or send us an email or visit the website intolerantandhungry.blogspot.com. Yeah.
We finish each other's sentences.
Yeah, that means we're in love. We finish each other's sandwiches.
It's getting really awkward.
All right.
All right.
Thanks for listening and...
Thanks for tolerating us.